they did come out of plenty too. Especially being inside of it. We lost it all the same. Mr. Barker's father left it and was his divide part of it. About a year after we were married.
Hmm. You lost all of it? In the bank?
Yep.
Oh. That was lost, huh?
Yes, we didn't get the 100% as tall as I remember it now. But I said, Mr. Six, well, the rent is not going to death for nothing. I didn't go to death for it. I'll do that first. And I will, I guess, some need if I needed it, but instead of that, we've always saved. We didn't spend all we made.
Well, that's the chance, too. We have to. What Carter says, I guess. Your income is so much and your outgoings
well,
more. Misery.
Yes, of course. Nowadays, I pity the people now, don't you? Because things are, of course, in those days we could kill our own hogs and do all those kind of things, and it wasn't expensive. But that's what I said. And living, I didn't know I was going to live this long, but at the same time, I'm not going to kill myself or anything like that. But I thought I'd have enough to keep me, more than keep me all my days, and I may still yet, but I'm not going to worry about it, because if I do, I've got three good homes. I pay good dues on them, I help build them. It's mine.
I have an aunt, but I don't know how long she lived in. She was very happy at home.
Mm-hmm. I've been to them and seen them. You know what they are, that home they're matched in.
Yeah, they're nice.
Oh, it's a wonderful home.
I know she was happy.
Of course, you've got to give what little you got. Well, and I'd rather do that for if she was paying the way.
Would you ever use the term money as scarce?
Oh, yes.
Now, that word scarce, would you also use it in the sense of in other...
Well, in other things, yes. Now, well, look what we had through the... in butter and everything. Coffee and all during the war. It was all scarce.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things.
Would you ever use it as, like, an adverb, I can scarcely... That way, or?
Yes, I could scarcely manage with what we have, or something like that. We could use it.
Now, I'll ask you a few terms about the children's activities, like when the child put his head down and went over and over. What do they call that? A
Somerset.
Uh-huh. And around here, they had lots of swimming, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Go out the creek to swim in.
What terms would they use there? If it's like you'd run and...
Well, they'd go and dive and go under, you know, and things like that. And then I don't remember now. I couldn't stand swimming, or I guess I would learn, but I couldn't stand the water. It took cold easy, but certain motion that you have, you know, and they say it's making a certain... I can't think of the word. But anyway, it's the different terms that you have, whether it's an under or upper movement and all those things.
Swimming. Side stroke,
yes, any of those strokes, you know.
If a boy went in the water and died, you'd say he was what?
Diving.
What about the boy who goes into the water and can't swim and dies, you say he was? He was drowned?
He was drowned.
What about the boy that goes up a tree, you say he was?
Climbing.
He climbed up the tree.
Yes, now that old, there's one word when he go up it, you know, and he go up fast, he'd say shinning up.
Shinning up.
That had to be rather smooth there, you know, just... Sycamore leaf, something like that.
What turn did they do? It's like boys playing cowboy and Indian, and he'd